Right now, Latinas earn 57 cents for every dollar a non-Hispanic male makes, which makes up to thousands of dollars lost in wages per year and more than $1 million over a lifetime, meaning that even Latinos who work full-time and year-round may never catch up to their male counterparts. That analysis is in a new report this month from the National Women's Law Center, and we're joined now by Jasmine Tucker, Director of Research at the Center, and she authored the report. Welcome to the show, Jasmine.
Thank you for having me.
So I feel like it's almost too often repeated that women make less than men in general. That's said so often, maybe we've stopped hearing it. But for Latinas, that difference is more than twice as severe. And according to your report, Latinas working full-time year-round face typical lifetime wage losses of over $1.1 million. Can you walk us through the math?
Yeah. So when we're talking about wage gaps, we're looking at median annual wages. And this is important because it's not an average. Averages can sort of be subject to the extremes. So we're looking at the 50th percentile of those earnings. And what we see sort of across the board is that there's a wage gap in 94% of occupations. So virtually every single occupation, women are experiencing a wage gap. And in all of those occupations, we consistently see over and over in a high paid job, in a low paid job, in sort of a middle of the road paid job, that Latinas are paid sort of consistently less than women overall and less than a lot of other women of color. It means that these Latinas, they don't have the opportunity to invest in themselves, like to go back to school, to invest in their families, to buy a home. And it means it sort of widens the wealth gap between, you know, Latina families and white families, Black families and white families. Like, we're seeing it sort of perpetuate that racial wealth gap.
We spoke with Maria Serratos, who's an engineering student at the University of Mississippi. And before going to college, she was denied a raise by her supervisor at her bookkeeping job, and then learned that her male colleague who was doing the same job had been given a more than $2 per hour raise. Here's what she said to us.
So I brought it up again, and my boss said, I'm going to be honest with you, Maria. The only reason why I'm not giving you a raise is because you're going to be moving to college soon. So it's not profitable for the business to give you a raise. And besides, this guy has a family to take care of.
I wonder what your response is that. It's very common that when people do research into the wage gap, they find that they, either intentionally or not, tend to give men more for this reason of supporting a family.
I think that this is super problematic. I think that there is this myth that women are at work for pin money, right? It's pocket money. It's for extras. Women are breadwinners, and women like Latinas and Black women are primary breadwinners in a ton of families, like more than other groups of women. The wage gap is sort of a self-fulfilling thing.
Sure.
Because if somebody has to take time out of the labor force, and so many people did during the pandemic, if somebody has to take time out of the labor force, who's it going to be? It's going to be the person with the lower wages. And if we're talking about a man and a woman, you know, heading the household, she's going to be making less. So it's in their that family's financial interest for him to stay in the labor force and for her to leave for a period of time to take care of whatever it is that they need to take care of. And so that means when she comes back to the labor force, right, she's facing another thing, right? Like, she's already been out of the labor force for, you know, a certain period of time. They think that her skills aren't fresh. So they think that that is justification for paying her less. Or, right, they know that Maria is going back to school. And so they think that's justification to pay her less for the work that she's still doing for them. What is the there is no good justification for her employer saying that. She's doing the work and she is, I'm getting a little worked up.
Let me interrupt you here because you're also obviously really passionate about this. understandably so. And so I wonder what drives the passion. I mean, I assume part of it is a feeling of injustice. That's the assumption I'm making. But there has to be some part of you who believes this is really bad for our broader society. Is that accurate?
It is. We want our girls to see that there's nothing, there's no glass ceiling that they can't break. And as a Latina myself, this is really distressing for me and for my whole family, and thinking about the women in my family who've gone through, you know, race, they've faced racism and sexism in various workplaces that they've been in. There's no reason that in 2022, we are still facing these huge structural barriers that devalue women's work, that undervalue them, that underpay them. I mean, we're talking about thousands of dollars every year, millions of dollars over a lifetime that Latinas are losing. And that means that they're not investing in their families. They're not investing in their communities. If we really are, you know, about improving GDP and like putting money back into the economy, then we need to put money in women's pockets. That's what we need to be doing.
Jasmine Tucker is Director of Research at the National Women's Law Center. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.